100%. Yes. We come at this time in our own way.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Call him back to hallelujah.
Oh, y'all, I don't have to say to you, your mama, hallelujah. You act like he ain't been good to you, hallelujah. You act like he woke you up this morning, closed in your right mind, because somebody done lost their mind. Somebody has woken out here and don't know who they are. They don't even know who their loved ones are. Come on and stand to your feet. Just tell them, Lord, thank you. Thank you, God. We thank you now, God. We thank you now. Open your mouth. I'm not going to come upon you for somebody has been too good to you. Somebody has changed your life. Somebody has stepped in for the enemy trying to take you out. Somebody has been good. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, God. We thank you again, God. We magnify your name, God. We glorify you, God. Because you're God all by yourself, Father. You've been good. Destroys the yoke, rest heavily upon me, Father. Speak a word to your people, Father God. God, give us something fresh, something new, God. In the name of Jesus. And God, we'll be careful to give you all the glory and all the praise, God, that belongs to only you and you alone, Father. And for that, God, thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, God, for what you're about to do in this place. In Jesus' name. Come on and bless God right here, God. I love my Father. I'm glad that he did what he did. I'm glad that he brought me out of the darkness into the marvelous light. I thank him for that. In Jesus. Nothing of my own.
Hallelujah.
But all because he had a plan for me. Hallelujah. I don't know why you praise him. Or why you look to him, or what he's done for you, because if it was up to the enemy, I would have lost my mind a long time ago. Ah, Jesus. If it was up to the enemy, first thing, he would have took me out when I was up there in the street. If it was up to the enemy, oh, Jesus. But I have to say that, glory to his name. Listen, I come to probably find your bone, a place you should already be, because he's been too good, huh? He's been too favor. God will be sweet in mind. God will have a seat in the praise of God. I'm not going to be before you long, but what I am going to do is let you know that I serve Almighty God. And I am what? I am unapologetically not ashamed to tell somebody about God. He's been good to me. Sister Jennifer, he's been good to me. Lord, he's been real good to me. Gosh. 12 years ago, the enemy tried to take my life. That was just one attempt. That was the tip before I got here. My body was hit with an autoimmune deficiency disorder. Back in 2012, I ended up in the hospital. I ended up in ICU. I ended up with tubes down my throat before COVID. Not knowing what's going on in my body. Couldn't figure it out. But I knew it was something different. Something I never had or felt before. Because I was always young and energetic. I always thought I was able to get the job done. I'm just trying to help somebody. Because the car accident that was meant to kill you didn't kill you. The bullet that was sent to take you off, it didn't take you off. I'm just trying to help you to understand that you got to praise on your lips. And you need to praise on me anyway. Yes, sir. Yes, thank you, Father.
Yes.
So I ended up in a hospital. This is when I was still with a woman that I was dating at this time. And she said, Ronnie, you need to go to the doctor. I said, I'm going to go to the doctor. I'm out of here. Stubborn. Went to the hospital. I called a polymyxis, they call boils. And we couldn't get it to go down. So I had to go to the ER. Went to the ER. They laced it, they squeezed it, they did what they had to do. But they ended up giving me some antibiotics that made the situation worse. Just tell somebody, God did it. He made the situation worse. I got weakened by the second. I was like, well, just let me get in the tub. She said, no, you need to go to the doctor. I said, all I need to do is wash my body. I'll figure it out later. As I want me getting out of the shower, it took me a long time because I was so weak. But we finally got me dressed enough to try to climb in the bed. As I went to lift my leg up, I hit the floor. Come on, somebody.
Hey.
Yes, and he kept me. Thank you, Jesus. And I was still in my mess. Listen, he kept me. I lifted my leg up. They said, I'm going to have. And they rushed to call the paramedics. The paramedics came and got me, took me into the hospital. Had no clue. They thought I had staff and all this. They were trying to figure out what was going on. But I had to have an emergency surgery. Somebody say, God was with me, first lady. They called Pastor Payne to the hospital. He laid hands on me. He said, B, it's going to be all right. I mean, myself, I know it. I was speaking. I didn't know what I was doing. I was still living in my sins. But I still trusted God. I'm trying to help somebody. See, y'all don't know when to praise. You don't know when to give it up for God. Because it could have been my last time. Glory to God.
Yes,
I had the surgery, first lady. Went through the surgery. Came out of the surgery. Couldn't breathe. Didn't know why I couldn't breathe. All I knew, I took a breath of air, but it didn't feel the way, Jennifer. I began to panic. Tubes still in me. They tell me to take my time. Get overexcited because you can shut the rest of your organs down. Before you, I knew it, I passed out. I passed back out because I panicked. God kept me. That could have been my last time. Could have been my last breath. Oh, glory to his name. Glory to your name, Father. Thank you, Jesus.
Hey, my God. Oh, God. Hallelujah. I wake up and I see you. Glory to your name. Hallelujah. My partner at the time was like, I just left you. What you mean you in the ICU? This is how quick the enemy trying to take your life just out of prayer, just like that. And if you're not living right, first lady. My prayer was, God, don't allow me to have a reprobated mind. Lord, I know I'm not supposed to be doing this. But Father, if you allow me to get over to you, well, I wish I had somebody that understood. Listen, God,
Jesus.
Glory to your name.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory to his name.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes. Did y'all not know? Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. After I came out of surgery, it was like something's going on in your body. Something's happening because the anesthesia that we gave you, you should not have went through what you went through. The enemy was trying to take me out, y'all. Listen, the enemy was trying to take me out first. He had already seen a glimpse of who I was going to become. I wish I had a witness. God knows, the enemy knows who you are. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I'm just testifying. I'm telling of God's goodness. Because sometimes we get in the house of God and we forget what he's done for you. Somebody got to come and find you and to tell you to bless the God that saved your natural life. God, get it in here.
Share the Love, Inc. is an international outreach organization dedicated to serving their community. Their mission is to spread the gospel, provide communities everywhere with adequate living assistance, and empower women globally. Visit Share the Love, Inc. on 2936 West Highland Boulevard, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, 53208. For more information, please contact Share the Love, Inc. at 414-791-9468 or visit their website, sharetheloveinc.com.
Thank you, Jesus.
It takes me right on over here to John. John, the first chapter, the 12th or the 14th verse.
John, the first chapter.
Glory to God. I just want you to know that so nobody have to pop and find you. You should have a thank you. The word of God says, enter into his gates with thanksgiving. And enter into his courts with praise. We should come in here no matter what the enemy tried before you got here. Because his job is to steal, kill, and destroy. But since you made it in the house of the Lord, you might as well tell the Lord thank you. Jesus. He's a good God. He's a good God. That drug that you was taking could have messed your mind up. He's a good God. Listen, that drink you was drinking could have been stopped. But he's a good God.
Amen.
Oh, no, but y'all, I was in all type of kind of mess. I was feeling all type of things. But God taught me.
Yes,
Jesus.
Yes, hallelujah.
John 1 and 12 read as this. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that that believe on his name.
Hallelujah. Mm. Hallelujah.
John is talking about Jesus the Christ here.
Yeah.
He's talking about you must believe on him to what to have the power.
Hallelujah.
To become sons. Sons just simply mean mankind. It simply means daughters as well. It simply means a believer in Christ. Lord, what are you glad to say?
Thank you, Lord.
Help my baby. John 1. The 12th chapter. She came out. She got on lashes. That's why. And I see ya. I'ma help my baby. Y'all. Listen, that's what happened when you're trying to be cute. You gotta run into something. Help me, Jesus. So therefore, John said, but as many has received him, people are not receiving the Christ. People are turning us back away from Jesus. Not only are they turning their backs, they have never even stepped in the house of God. But that don't mean they have not been introduced to God.
You better know.
I'm trying to do the very best that I know how. He said, "Receive." This is a receiving wall. We must understand that we have to attain Jesus. Paul said, "I was apprehended." Listen, we got to be apprehended. That means we have to be arrested by the Spirit of God to be blessed. Hey God, sons of God, sons of God. I don't know about you, but I'm a son of God. Hallelujah, Jesus. And being the word of God declares to them, gave him power. There's power that comes with the receiving of the Jesus of Christ. Help somebody. I'm trying, Pastor. Listen, you get some type of supernatural power when you're connected to the Son, to the power of God, which is the Spirit of God. Somebody say the Spirit of God. You have to have the Spirit of God to be a son of God. God don't belong to everybody.
You better not.
Oh, somebody. God don't belong to everybody. People walking around here talking about they know God and this and that, but if you don't have the Spirit of God, then you don't belong to God. Let me help you. Let me give you the Bible. The Word of God says in the 13th verse here, which were born not of the blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. Jesus wasn't born for nobody, for no flesh. He's one born in this world because of man, through the blood of God. You know what I'm saying? He was born through God, through the man, but God, amen? I'm going to help y'all. Help preach your Bible, please. Please, please. Mark 14 said that the Word was made flesh. Tell somebody Jesus came. He looked like us. Listen, Jesus became us and dwelt among us, the Word declares. Listen, and we behold his glory. And the glory was the only begotten of the Father. The full of grace and truth. Nobody can hold this, but he came to us in
flesh.
Man held him. Listen, man held him. They behold him. They hear him. Jennifer, they walk with him. They talk with him. They hung out with him. They ate with him.
Yes.
Because the veil was breaking. It was split between, torn down the middle. Now we can sit in the presence of God because of what Jesus, the one that held the glory of God. Now we can go in the presence of the Lord. We don't need nobody standing there for us. So I don't need no priest. I'm son of God or something. Understand that we have him. We got him, okay? And we don't need nobody, but you have to receive him to be
his. Lord, I go myself.
The Word of God said, for the praise and truth.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
Share the Love, Inc. is an international outreach organization dedicated to serving their community. Their mission is to spread the gospel, provide communities everywhere with adequate living assistance, and empower women globally. Visit Share the Love, Inc. on 29 36 West Highland Boulevard, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, 53208. For more information, please contact Share the Love, Inc. at 414-791-9468 or visit their website, sharetheloveinc.com.
First John.
Thank you, Jesus.
3:9.
Thank you, Jesus.
Says, whosoever is born of God doeth not commit sin. Listen, for his seed remained in him.
Yeah.
So we gotta understand when we see God, the devil gotta go.
Yeah, thank you.
Things that we used to do gotta go. We can't continue to do the things that we once did when we receive the Spirit of God. Come on, somebody. Listen, we can't continue to walk the way we used to walk. Yeah. Something gotta change, person. Yeah. Something gotta shift in you.
Why?
Thank you, Father. Come on,
somebody.
The Spirit of the Lord is in me. I can't continue to do the same things I used to do. I can't keep going to sleep with no women like I used to. I can't keep calling and sleeping and dipping like I used to. Why? Because I got the Spirit of God. Help somebody. I'm trying.
Hallelujah.
Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Remain in him. And he cannot sin because he is born of God. Listen, you have to be born of God. You can't leave God out of your new life. You can't leave God out of your new life, first lady. You gotta have him in order to change something. Something gotta happen in this life.
Yes.
I'm hurrying up. Sons of God.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
My topic is who you with.
Hallelujah. Who you with?
Listen, who you with. Because at the end of the day, you gotta know where you are, where you stand. What have you received of God? Romans 8:14 reads as, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Listen, there's a Spirit of God that leads us into all truth. It's called the Holy Ghost. Somebody here that got the Holy Ghost, I got it. We got to have the Spirit of God, and the Holy Ghost, which leads us into there's a truth about being the sons of God. There's a truth about knowing who you stand with and who holds you. Come on, somebody. Listen, the Holy Ghost is often described through 7 key characters of gifts, which are wisdom, understanding, counsel. Oh, no. Counsel. Fortuitive knowledge, pity, and fear of the Lord. These are gifts that we have to have, and with the Holy Ghost that we have. I'm going to read a couple of them because we got to take communion, all right? Okay? Because in order to walk and understand that you are walking in the Spirit of God, there's a characteristic that you must display, right? Our characteristics are known as wisdom.
Amen.
Wisdom was in the beginning. Wisdom always been there. She has always been there. Good to see you, Brother Morris. God bless you. Listen, God has always been in the midst with wisdom. Listen, go read your word of God. The wisdom help us to understand the rules and the regulations of God, to obtain them so that we may be able to walk them out, amen? We can't just go around here nilly-willy, doing what we want to do. That's why the laws came, because they was chaotic. They needed something to put them in place. We can't do anything that we want to do, especially when we've been saved and sanctified, first lady, especially when we have been filled with the Spirit of God. Well, I teach you that. I'm doing the very best that I know how. This gift enables individuals to understand God's will and apply it to their lives. Somebody apply it. Apply it. We can't just be just going around not applying stuff, okay? You know, everybody want to keep doing the same stuff, going up on the same road. You worry about set apply wisdom. We have to apply this thing so that we can be effective, so that we may be able to bring somebody else to Christ. You ain't just saved for yourself. Help somebody. You ain't just got the Holy Ghost for me, myself, and I. The Word of God says over in Acts, it says, when the Spirit of the Lord has come upon us, then we become witnesses.
Yes. Yeah, we got.
Y'all telling somebody about Jesus. And y'all inviting somebody to church. Invite somebody to the Bible study. Invite somebody to the events that we have. Let somebody see your Jesus besides in their face. And that's how they know, yeah, you around the church, folks, you good. But what you after looking like when you ain't around us?
You're telling.
What characteristics are you displaying when you ain't at the house? Do you look like Jesus? Come on, somebody. Are you talking like Jesus? Are you respecting them? Are you turning the other cheek?
Yes, gratitude.
Come on. Okay.
Gratitude.
Understand.
Yes, Lord.
Understand this is one of the true characteristics of the Spirit of God, the Holy Ghost. Understanding. We always talk about what we don't understand. But the Word of God said, lean not to our own understanding. And all that we do, we got to understand who God is. Your understanding only matters. Why? Because you have the Spirit of God. Listen, we have wise counsel. Understanding. This gift provides deeper insight into the divine. Understanding. Going beyond superficial knowledge to grasp God's nature and ways.
Wow.
And I'm going to end that counsel.
Who are you with?
God. Because I need to know. Who are you with? God. Listen, whose side are you in it? You know, because we get out here, we get to acting like we ain't got no home to go. We get praise, and then we get to flip it off, and then we get to looking like. Word of God said, be separated. Yeah. Come away from them around them. We can't act like that. We got to learn to turn the other cheek. We got to learn to walk away. Amen. We have to learn to show grace. Amen. We got to do these things. Trust me, when I came over here, I was always ready to fight.
Amen.
Thank God.
It was always telling the pastor. She just snapped out. You better be outside on time. I'll pick you up. You better be all gonna leave you right here. I gotta get to church. I'm on time. My house on time. You ain't on time. Yes, you got 3 minutes to be downstairs. You'll be calling past. She pull it out. She sure did. She sure pull it out. And if I wait for you, you really gonna get my legs. Because I waited patiently for you. But God began to do things in the past. You say, oh, sweetest way. Now I got an organization on my shed of love. Thank you, God. Thank you for the change in my life. Listen, counsel.
What we do?
This gift gives the ability to make sound decisions and offer wise advice, guided by God's truth. See, we have to understand that somebody looking to us to come to Jesus.
Amen.
To have God as counsel. So if you're not displaying the counsel of God, the wisdom of God, the understanding of God, you can't give nobody Jesus. We have to have a way. And we must be a studier. We have to have the truth. And if you don't study the word, then you can't have the truth in you. Because the word is the truth. Come on, somebody. The word of God is the truth.
Thank you, God.
And the Holy Spirit, God bless you, is the one that brings us into truth, right?
Amen.
We're talking about who you're with, right? Are we sons of God? Are we still sons of disobedience? Come on, I'm giving you good guy a hand place. I'm calling it. Now I gotta get my pastor, homie, pad in his body. But y'all, please stand.
Who you with?
Because at the end of the day, we want the Spirit of God.
Hallelujah.
You don't want to be coming around acting like this and that.
Amen.
I'm representing Christ. We over here, we are a teaching, learning church. Amen. We have to walk this way because the end times is upon us.
Yes, it.
And people are going to be coming to us for wisdom and counsel.
Yes.
They're going to draw to us because of our spirit of God.
Amen.
But if we don't have no spirit in us, we can't give them no spirit.
Amen, amen.
God wants to learn us and teach us his way.
Yes, Lord.
Pastor been teaching for years.
Yes, Lord.
To walk right, to have the characteristics of God.
Amen, amen.
And while you have the spirit of God, which is the Holy Ghost, then you begin to have the characteristics of the spirit.
Yes, Lord, yes.
Somebody that knows God. Somebody that truly want to live on. Truly want to walk in God.
That's it.
So Father, I thank you now.
Thank you, Lord.
And we thank you for the spirit of God.
Thank you for listening to this week's episode. If you have any feedback for us, email the Red Blonde Fox at blackdarkrebel@gmail.com. Don't forget to share and subscribe to the Red Blonde Fox to receive notifications on our latest episodes. Remember, you are who you are because God made you. This your girl, Red Blonde Fox. Thank you for listening to this week's episode. If you have any feedback for us, email the Red Blonde Fox at blackdarkrebel@gmail.com. Don't forget to share and subscribe to the Red Blonde Fox to receive notifications on our latest episodes. Remember, you are who you are because God made you. This your girl, Red Blonde Fox.